listening. Page 120. Exercise 2. You will hear part of an interview with a music journalist called Pip Rogers and a musician called Heath Francis about the renewed popularity of vinyl records. For questions 1 to 6, choose the best answer, A, B, C, or D.
Hello, and welcome to the programme, where this week we are discussing the comeback of the old-fashioned records, or vinyl records, as they are sometimes called. With me are music journalist Pip Rogers and musician Heath Francis. Can we start with you, Pip? How significant is this revival?
Well, last year, over 9 million vinyl records were sold in the US. The last time sales were that high was a quarter of a century ago. More and more musicians are releasing vinyl records, and sales of these records now generate more income for some artists than YouTube. Many people believe that the technological innovations of the last 15 years had spelt the end of the vinyl industry. The threat posed by CDs back in the 1990s was enough to make most record labels shut down their factories. In fact, I was unaware there were any left at all. But amazingly, a few did keep running. And of course, they're now having a hard time keeping up with the demand.
And Heath, why do you think this old technology is popular again?
Well, in this digital era, where you have free and instant access to practically every kind of music ever made, music has become another disposable commodity. But I think now there's a growing desire to make music something you can own, touch, display in your home. It requires some effort, of course. You need all the equipment, a turntable, amplifier, speakers, and records need careful treatment. But there's an aspect of working harder for something that gives it more value.
Is it mainly older consumers buying them? Out of nostalgia?
Not at all. Half of vinyl record buyers are under 25. Lots of bands currently popular with teenagers have had huge success with their vinyl releases. There's a new generation out there discovering a different way of relating to their favourite music and liking it. For people that grew up with vinyl, your record collection was a way of signalling your musical tastes. But also the limitations of vinyl turn the act of listening into something very fresh. You're in a room, listening to an album in its entirety from beginning to end, every track, in the order the artist intended. It's a far cry from listening randomly to tracks on a playlist of 100 songs as you're walking to school.
And Heath, what is your reaction as a musician to this growing trend?
I really welcome it, as do most musicians, I think. You see, it's become increasingly difficult to make a living with so much music now freely available. Even with streaming sites that charge for access to songs, most of the profit goes to the site owners. Some singers have removed all their work from one streaming service in protest. If successful singers in music today feel they're losing out, what hope is there for the rest of us? I don't think the solution is to eliminate free access to music, which would probably be impossible anyway, but rather to offer fans something they can't get free off the internet, something of beauty and value that they'll want to pay for.
And what about the future, Pip? Will vinyl sales keep increasing?
Well, there's been a continual rise in demand for over a decade now, and it certainly doesn't look like it's going to slow down anytime soon. Having said that, though, one of the obstacles to increasing sales is, as I mentioned before, the lack of manufacturing facilities. The technology is expensive, and creating new record pressing plants will require massive investment from record companies. The question is, are they prepared to do that? It is, of course, possible that the popularity of vinyl will go down. I've heard it said that every trend comes back once before it disappears forever. But personally, I doubt that's the case here.
You're both huge fans of vinyl. Could you ever see yourselves giving up digital music altogether?
Absolutely not. I enjoy its benefits. I may hear a song with a beat that inspires me and in a second I can send that to the other members of my band and get their reactions.
For my work, it's essential I have instant access to all the new music out there. What really makes my life easier is being able to share tracks with my colleagues and get feedback before deciding whether to write about a particular new release or not. I tend to listen to stuff on my office computer primarily, rather than when I'm out and about.
Now you will hear the interview again.
Hello, and welcome to the programme, where this week we are discussing the comeback of the old-fashioned records, or vinyl records, as they are sometimes called. With me are music journalist Pip Rogers and musician Heath Francis. Can we start with you, Pip? How significant is this revival?
Well, last year, over 9 million vinyl records were sold in the US. The last time sales were that high was a quarter of a century ago. More and more musicians are releasing vinyl records, and sales of these records now generate more income for some artists than YouTube. Many people believe that the technological innovations of the last 15 years had spelt the end of the vinyl industry. The threat posed by CDs back in the 1990s was enough to make most record labels shut down their factories. In fact, I was unaware there were any left at all. But amazingly, a few did keep running. And of course, they're now having a hard time keeping up with the demand.
And Heath, why do you think this old technology is popular again?
Well, in this digital era, where you have free and instant access to practically every kind of music ever made, music has become another disposable commodity. But I think now there's a growing desire to make music something you can own, touch, display in your home. It requires some effort, of course. You need all the equipment, a turntable, amplifier, speakers, and records need careful treatment. But there's an aspect of working harder for something that gives it more value.
Is it mainly older consumers buying them? Out of nostalgia?
Not at all. Half of vinyl record buyers are under 25. Lots of bands currently popular with teenagers have had huge success with their vinyl releases. There's a new generation out there discovering a different way of relating to their favourite music and liking it. For people that grew up with vinyl, your record collection was a way of signalling your musical tastes. But also the limitations of vinyl turn the act of listening into something very fresh. You're in a room, listening to an album in its entirety from beginning to end, every track, in the order the artist intended. It's a far cry from listening randomly to tracks on a playlist of 100 songs as you're walking to school.
And Heath, what is your reaction as a musician to this growing trend?
I really welcome it, as do most musicians, I think. You see, it's become increasingly difficult to make a living with so much music now freely available. Even with streaming sites that charge for access to songs, most of the profit goes to the site owners. Some singers have removed all their work from one streaming service in protest. If successful singers in music today feel they're losing out, what hope is there for the rest of us? I don't think the solution is to eliminate free access to music, which would probably be impossible anyway, but rather to offer fans something they can't get free off the internet. Something of beauty and value that they'll want to pay for.
And what about the future, Pip? Will vinyl sales keep increasing?
Well, there's been a continual rise in demand for over a decade now, and it certainly doesn't look like it's going to slow down anytime soon. Having said that, though, one of the obstacles to increasing sales is, as I mentioned before, the lack of manufacturing facilities. The technology is expensive, and creating new record pressing plants will require massive investment from record companies. The question is, are they prepared to do that? It is, of course, possible that the popularity of vinyl will go down. I've heard it said that every trend comes back once before it disappears forever. But personally, I doubt that's the case here.
You're both huge fans of vinyl. Could you ever see yourselves giving up digital music altogether?
Absolutely not. I enjoy its benefits. I may hear a song with a beat that inspires me and in a second I can send that to the other members of my band and get their reactions.
For my work, it's essential I have instant access to all the new music out there. What really makes my life easier is being able to share tracks with my colleagues and get feedback before deciding whether to write about a particular new release or not. I tend to listen to stuff on my office computer primarily, rather than when I'm out and about.